RK 101. We spoke about last in another episode here the previous one, I think. But yes, you know, our senses, sensuality, is there in the real spiritual world. It's not that there exists no senses there, but those are our real senses. And there we enjoy ourselves for real. So, given that fact, the path of bhakti yoga, as I have mentioned a few times before here, differs from what many think of yoga being about, that you, or there are some path of self-realization or whatever, that you abstain from all sensual activities. But you rather do those sensual activities in Krishna consciousness, aware of, you know, that everything comes from and rests in Krishna. So, for instance, you, I mean, we live here in the world. Most of us are living out here in the world, working in a kind of, you know, very sensuously active and saturated even society. You can't avoid it. But when you see this, all of it, all the inventions made by humans, all the music and films and art and architecture as examples of the beauty that is there coming from Krishna and Krishna's creation, albeit mirrored reflections merely, but still telling us something, reminding us, and inspiring us that yes, this is Krishna. It's fantastic. You may hear some beautiful music and you can think, wow, music comes from Krishna. He plays his flute, and that continues throughout the creation and all these different melodies and music. And you can appreciate Krishna in everything and everywhere. And in everyone.